Terrific. Thank you, Dave. Ilko is in the Netherlands. Hello, Ilko.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
Well, I've got a question in regard to air containing cavities in the body. Probably heard about deep sea diving with suits in which the divers breathe fluids. The movie The Abyss portrays it wonderfully. The diver is put into a diving suit, which is filled with an oxygen-rich fluid that he can breathe. And after some disorientation, the diver starts to breathe the fluid and can dive up to hundreds or thousands of meters. Still, one thing puzzles me. There's more than just air in the lungs. What about all the air in the eustachian tubes in your ears? And what about the gases in your bowels or stomachs? Will they dissolve, or what happens to those?
Yeah, indeed. It is a very good film, and it does seem way futuristic, but it is actually partly reality. These chemicals, these liquids, do exist. They're called perfluorocarbons. They include fluorohexane, for example, so a string of 6 to 8 carbon atoms with lots of fluorines hanging off the side. And they're very good at dissolving oxygen. So one way of doing this would be to instill these fluids into the respiratory tract, and you saturate them with oxygen, and then you move the fluid in and out in the same way that you would when you were breathing. And why this is helpful is that when a person descends underwater, the pressure they feel from the surrounding water goes up and up and up the deeper they go. So you have to therefore put the gas into the lungs to keep the lungs inflated at progressively higher and higher pressures. And one consequence of this is that it drives other gases like nitrogen and things into the tissues at extremely high pressures, which means that then when you decompress, those gases come out of solution in the tissues and form bubbles, which can cause the bends, they can cause damage to the brain, they can cause damage to bones and muscles and so on. So if you use a fluid in the lung, because fluids are incompressible, then you wouldn't have the same problem, because the fluid would withstand the pressure being applied by the outside water much better. The issue with these fluids, though, is that they're not very good at removing CO2. They're very good at putting oxygen in. They're not very good at getting carbon dioxide out. And to compensate for the fact that they don't move CO2 very well, you'd have to move a lot of the fluid a lot of the time. And that's one of the major holdups with doing this. In terms of the liquid getting into other body cavities and body parts, this isn't such a problem, actually. The eustachian tubes that you mentioned, they run between the back of the throat and the ear, so they would just fill up with the fluid anyway. And the other body cavities, well, they wouldn't actually be exposed to the fluid directly because it would be in the respiratory tree, so there wouldn't be a problem there. And you would just, if there were any leakages of the fluid into other places, you would just pass it, I would think. It certainly wouldn't become part of the systemic circulation, so it should be okay. I make it sound like it's all easy and a problem that's been solved. It is being used in a limited way, but it's certainly not mainstream yet by any stretch of the imagination.